This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is set to unveil a $1.9 trillion coronavirus plan to turn the tide on the pandemic. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Biden says his number one concern is to get the virus under control. His plan, which he's expected to announce this evening, involves speeding up the vaccination delivery campaign. His goal is to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days. The pace of vaccination is nearing 1 million shots a day, but it would have to be almost twice that to reach his mark. Biden also wants Congress to pump more money to states to help their efforts to contain the virus and pay for basic services. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Ahead of next week's inauguration, states are lending National Guard troops to Washington and preparing for armed protests at home. AP's Jennifer King reports.
As National Guard troops sleep on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., other states are preparing for possible unrest.
All 50 capitals in this country are potentially under attack.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and other officials say they're prepared.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
The FBI is setting up a command post in Portland, Oregon, which has been a hotbed for demonstrations. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the state house starting on Sunday and calling in the Ohio National Guard to back up law enforcement in Columbus.
Violence will not be tolerated.
I'm Jennifer King.
A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading Thursday in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials dropped 0.22%, the S&P lost 0.38%, and the Nasdaq fell by 0.12%.